There's another reason. And it also happens to be one of Jalapaswami's Mahavakyam. Nam Hari Om. We do not know. That sounds strange. We do not know. Usually you say we know. The goal is to know something, but he's saying we do not know. He's giving us an opposite statement. So I was thinking about that, trying to figure out what kind of illustration to give. So it would be like asking one of our acharyas, Acharya, you've been studying with Gurudeva now for 30, 35 years. What have you learned? And the Acharya says, I've learned that I do not know. So, what does that mean? It means that the deepest spiritual experiences transcend the intellect. Intellect deals in memory and reason. Memory and reason are very useful, but they're not useful when it comes to deeper experiences. So, to go beyond memory and reason, we have to give them up. We have to have the feeling we do not know, which is also called deep humility. The feeling that we know a lot is also called ego. I'm the smartest person here. That's the ego speaking. So, Jalapaswami says we have to go beyond that. We have to reduce the sense of ego, reduce the sense of intellectual knowledge, so that we really feel we don't know. Meaning the external mind doesn't know. We have to go deep enough to experience it. So, that's also one of the beauties of the foundation of devotion is it helps us end up in that state of mind. People with a very strong ego sense who don't have devotion, they go into the temple and you can tell by their body language something's wrong, you know, standing in the back. Like that. Not participating in the worship at all, not really understanding what's going on because they're in their intellect, they're in their ego sense. It doesn't make sense to them. It doesn't seem like something they want to participate in. It seems beneath them, whatever. They don't relate to it. And you can tell by how they stand, by how they move. So there's a wonderful chapter in Living with Shiva on surrender, prapati, which catches the essence that we're talking about here, that we have to, through devotion, learn to surrender. We have to learn to acknowledge the Mahadeva, who is greater than we are, and strive to experience his blessings. Of course, we start first with Ganesha. So we've all done that. We've all experienced Ganesha's blessings by surrendering the ego to something greater, by saying, Ganesha, you are great. Please let me experience your blessings, your Shakti. And we open ourselves to that. It's prapati. And it softens the ego. That's the beautiful phrase Gurudeva uses, softens the ego. Makes us a less egoistic person. We're not so self-centered. We don't think ourselves so great. We also don't want to think ourselves little. That's not the point. That's a negative ego. We just want to think of ourselves as a soul and that there are certainly greater beings than we are spiritually. The Mahadevas are so much greater than we are. And we have a sense of genuine humility because we're identifying with our soul nature. So that's the second benefit of a religious practice. In our tradition, Charya Kriya Yoga Yana, Kriya being the intense awakening of devotion, precedes yoga. Kriya precedes yoga. So devotion precedes deep meditation. We don't try and encourage someone to meditate deeply until they're deeply devoted. So first you're deeply devoted. Secondly, you learn to meditate deeply. It's not that we discourage simple meditation. Meditation is good for anyone. It helps you center yourself, quiet your thoughts, so forth. But intense meditation or deep meditation isn't encouraged or doesn't bear fruit until it's preceded by deep devotion. Got a third reason that Gurudeva focused so much on the temple and religion. Each religion has a hierarchy of saints, angels, and archangels, which assist all of its followers from the inner planes, helping them through their difficult time, answering their prayers and supplications. When we leave the fold of religion, we remove ourselves from the benign influence of these great beings and actually open ourselves to much lesser, base influences which can disrupt our lives. Spiritual life, especially as one progresses into the stages of mystical experience, is a very delicate process. Powerful forces are awakened in us that we may or may not always be able to perfectly control. So, there's a lot of help available on the inner planes, and it's very useful. But it's only there for those who are actually members of the religion. That's why Gurudeva had those of us in the West formally enter Hinduism, and why he encourages everyone to participate in a traditional religion. Doesn't favor New Age activity that's devoid of religious affiliation for this reason. There's no inner plane hierarchy there to help you out. You're outside of it. So when non-Hindus participate in Hindu activities, they're not fully attuned to this inner world. They haven't been accepted into the inner world. Like looking at the activities through a glass window. They're not fully able to participate in it. They can enjoy it to a certain extent, but they're not able to go into it as far as someone who's in the religion is. So it's a difference. And you don't want to be on the outside of the window looking through it into the room. You know, you want to be in the room, right? It's much more enjoyable. So for all of those reasons, Gurudeva focused on religious foundation and the importance of religion and placing the Vedantic truths in the Hindu religion, so that first we are of the religion, then we develop deep devotion, and then we can think about deep meditation, which of course eventually leads to realization. Wonderful, some wonderful statements by Yogaswami, which I'll read in closing, on this idea of we do not know. When you have reduced yourself to nothing, when your small self has disappeared, when you have become nothing, then you are yourself God. The man who is nothing knows God, for God is nothing. Nothing is everything. Because I am nothing, you see, because I am a beggar, I am everything. So nothing means everything. Understand. It means that you genuinely desire nothing. It means that you can honestly say that you know nothing. It also means you are not interested in doing anything about this state of nothingness. You think you know, but in fact, you are ignorant. When you see that you know nothing about yourself, then you are yourself God. Om Namah Shivaya.